while I'm safe there in your arms. So all I ask is for you to come away with me in the night. Come away.
hide every trace of sadness. Although a tear may be ever so near, that's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just smile.
Love you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. We praise you, Jesus. We worship you. Welcome to Rapture Centric Church, where Jesus Christ is our pastor and the Holy Spirit our guide. We welcome you, Jesus. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you, Abba, Father, God. You are welcome here, our Yahweh. You are welcome here, Yeshua. You're welcome here. We love you. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, we praise you, we worship you, we love you, Jesus. I pray that you're having an amazing day, my sweet Lord Jesus. I pray for extra blessings for you. I pray that you get to come and take us home today as your elopture brides. We love you, and we can hardly wait for you to get here to take us home to you in heaven for eternity. We can't wait to fellowship with you in heaven. We enjoy fellowshipping with you on earth until you get here. But it will be even more amazing, and we can hardly wait to fellowship with you in heaven, away from this corruption, and just have it pure love and be pure. Be with you, my Lord Jesus, and Abba, and Holy Spirit, the way Abba created it to be pure, holy, amazing love. We love you, Jesus. I lift up RCC Church to you, the RCC and their families to you. I pray, Lord Jesus, for all of them. I pray, Lord Jesus, you can just shower all of us RCC, at the RCC and your brides and lapture brides with patience and endurance and strength. Continue to shower us, please, with perfect health and heal us, any of us that need to be healed. Thank you for showing us with your energy and favor and blessings. Thank you for supplying all our needs with according to your glorious riches, Lord Jesus, until you get here to take us home. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. We love you. All right, let's put on our armor of God. Therefore, this is Ephesians 6, 13 through 18. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything to stand, stand firmly with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, which can extinguish all flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert, and always keep on praying for all the saints. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I cover all your lost souls, Lord, all the lost souls of the world, all your lost creation, Lord Jesus, Father God, with the precious blood of Jesus and your holy wounds, and I pray for their salvation. I pray for their conversion. I pray they all come to know you and cry out to you for help and ask for forgiveness to you, Lord Jesus, and love you back the way you love them. You love them so much, and you don't want any of them to perish, for hell was not created for any of us, any of your creation, Abba. So I pray for the salvation of all the lost, no matter how they're lost. Please have mercy on them. You are a merciful God. You are just. You are true. You are loving. You are compassionate. We love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, let's go to Psalm 91 for protection over ourselves. More protection, I should say. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare, from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord is my refuge, then no harm will befall you, and disaster will come near your tent. If you command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways, they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra, you will trample the great lion and serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him, I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, I will deliver him, honor him with long life, will I satisfy him, and show him my salvation. Name I pray, amen. Psalm 91. So welcome, Rapture-Centric family. I love you all. I love you very much. Welcome to chat, Raina. Love you, Raina. Welcome, Gatsby. Love you, Gatsby. Great if you could make a profile self and a name, even if it's a fake name, so we could call you by name, and then you'd be able to chat with us in the chat room as well. Welcome, Michelle. I love you, Michelle. My calf, as you know, I hurt my calf the other day, Wednesday night. Thank you for all your prayers, and please continue to pray for it. Perfect healing. Abba is in it. I know he is. Well, we know he is because, I mean, it was the middle of my workout, and I had already been doing sprints, and then this happened. But he did it, I believe, because I'm not supposed to be doing my job, the new job that I'm supposed to be doing. I was supposed to be pooping before then, so now my training is postponed until Monday, the 24th, a date set of August 24th. So, he's in this. He's definitely in this. You know, Jason got the word that I wouldn't be doing this job, but also, he did get, you know, also that that I might be training, but I wouldn't be completing the job. So I'm not, yeah. So Abba's in this. I know you're in this, Abba. So thank you for healing of my calf. It's still the same. I've been doing the rice method, the icing and the rest and icing and the compression and the elevation. And it's, you know, it's a blessing that I don't have a I'd already worked my universal job for the week, so I don't have anything to do for the next 4 days except be in bed. So I'm able to rest my calf, and Jesus, but Jesus can heal it miraculously. So thank you, Jesus, for healing my calf miraculously. For by your stripes we are healed. I'm healed, meaning I'm healed, save me, and I'm saved, for you are the name I praise, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So that's how my calf is doing. I had a lot of swelling yesterday. The swelling has gone down, but it's still, you know, I'm not the best at it. I can't really walk on it. I mean, I can walk on it, but not without full motion of it and having it not hurt. Or pain, little pain. So thanks for asking, Michelle. I love you, Michelle. Welcome. And then welcome, Rosemary, to chat. Love you, Rosemary. Welcome, Jerry, to chat. Love you, Jerry. Welcome, Carol, to chat. Love you, Carol. I'm actually filling in for Mr. Indiana Jerry today. Indiana Jerry, because he had to go take his daughter to school. And since I am mostly jobless, I volunteered. So here you have me today and then Sunday as well. You're welcome, Jerry. All right, and let's welcome Mama Pat. She's the only one I have on the line. So welcome, Mama Pat.
Hi, guys. Love you. How's everybody?
I'm good.
Interesting news. Have you checked the news out lately?
Oh,
my gosh.
Jared had texted me. He's like, there's a lot happening in the news today. But I'm like, what? And he hasn't texted me back. So.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. No, the stock market is fluey, and they're telling you to take money out. I mean, I sent it to all you guys. You can have a look. But don't do anything crazy until you read it. But I thought the BP Earthwatch just put it out, and then North Korea is acting up and threatening to hit 11 targets in South Korea if they don't stop the bullhorn or whatever they're doing yelling over there. Oh, good. So let's wrap it up. It's just... Ramp it up. So, heads up. You know, it's getting crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, my goodness. Yeah, so, and then at Fort Hood or somewhere, lightning hit 11 soldiers. So, it's just getting nuts, you know. Oh, well. Anyway, that's, here we go. I mean, I've been restless for the last couple of days, like feeling something was just, like a ramping up feeling, you know, just like a sense of, you know, things are going to, we're going to see stuff. And boy, we are in one day. It's more than volcanoes and earthquakes and floods and drought and fires. And then, you know, Israel is hitting Syria and they're hitting back. And it's just, it comes in clumps, you know, like all in one day. It's like zap, all this stuff. So here we go. So anyway, heads up, guys. Just heads up. Check it out. You know, I mean, he protects us, takes care of us, but we're going to see stuff, you know. And I just keep praying for everybody. Just keep praying and praying and praying, you know. Yeah. There's other stuff, too, but I'm not going to get into it. But anyway, so just keep praying and staying close to God, and we're seeing stuff. We're gonna see stuff. So that's what I've been feeling. Yeah, I've had just very tremendously restless. Trying to focus, trying to keep my thoughts clear, trying to get my head around stuff. And I find it's not that I'm losing my my peace or anything. It's just that, you know, like others, we're seeing stuff ramp up. And it is not exactly fun for the spirit. Let's just put it that way. And you feel it. I know I'm sensitive, like many are. Others are sensitive to everything that goes on because we love our Lord, and you'd rather see the good than the bad, but we're seeing a lot of stuff that, and my prayer is that all this stuff just wakes people up, you know, and brings them closer to the Lord. You know, that's, he uses all kinds of ways to get us to him. And I'm praying that these things will, because they're pretty serious, you know, what's going on. Not to be scared or anything, but just to be aware, just to be aware, you know. The good thing about the earth, the hurricane out there, Danny, is that by the time it reaches Puerto Rico, it'll be like just a tropical storm. That's what they're saying. So that's good news, and they desperately need rain, so God's going to give them a good watering without all the wind. So that's good. That's one good thing. Oh, boy. Anyway, so, you know, Well, I hope you, is your calf feeling better now? I mean, has it let up a bit?
Yeah. A little. Well, I didn't have as much swelling today. I've been taking ibuprofen and.
Yes, that shrinks the swelling.
Yeah, and then
it's a good thing.
You know, I've been compressing an IV kit. But it's because I was Googling how to treat a calf tear, strain, whatever. I have a number two. I mean, there are three different number levels. I don't have a one. I have a two, but I don't have a three.
Mm-hmm.
Three, you wouldn't be able to walk on it at all.
Okay. Okay, well, it sounds like you're getting better.
I have a level two. Well, I have a level two. with level two, you can put pressure on your foot and walk. You can hop. You can limp. So level one, you can still walk and everything. You just feel like a little twinge. So I have a level two.
What are you
going to
do about your job? What are you going to do about this job, though? I mean, you got a job.
Well, the Lord. I went in to do my training on Thursday, and I went on all dressed, and you know, I got there. I said, you know, I really can't train today. I was going to do it if he wanted me to, but, you know, I walk like a geisha. I can walk like shuffle and not, you know, but I don't walk at a fast pace at all. And in food serving and me having to feed the trainer.
Yeah, you got to move, baby. You got to move.
I have to be able to walk regular.
And quicker.
I would have been a hindrance as opposed to a help. So anyway, a lot of prayers, all your prayers, and, you know, just praying for me, like three different, like, play before I got there. But anyway, so I get there, and I told my manager, I really can't train today. And he's like, oh, okay, that's fine. You know, do you want to train Monday? And I'm like, sure. So, you know,
like,
it's so easy. And he was so easy going about it. So, you know,
well,
that
was nice.
I'm not supposed to train till Monday, but, you know, we're going to poop before then or by then, so... which is several people had felt that I wasn't going to be doing this new job that I had to do. So, I mean, it's
There you go.
Yeah, the Lord is extending it.
Yes.
So.
How's your car?
My car is phenomenal. Thank you, Jesus, for healing my car.
Oh, good. Good,
my
good.
Car.
At least you have
and
that. That's good.
Providing the fix it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Abba.
Yes.
Amazing. He's amazing.
Wonder he's good. He's so good.
Faith sent out something, which was interesting. Since, you know, she was listening and heard all the garage work and all of us coming together and, like, sharing and remembering the things that we had. And she said, I get the sense in my spirit the Lord is trying to show us something really, really big. She said, I can't comprehend or grasp it yet.
Right.
Saying, and then she had a flirt from the Lord today. Was it today? Today or yesterday? I think it was today. She got a brochure in the mail. It was a typical brochure, and the link, she sent it, I believe, out to everyone. So the brochure had, because Jason had talked about one of the dreams, him being in a red Chevy, and then another one, he was driving a black Camaro or something like that. But anyway, one of the dreams, he was in a red Chevy. And so this flyer is about new roads. It's a Chevrolet flyer. It says new roads, home game, bringing order to the garage. And there's a picture of a red Chevy truck. And then there's also, like, a red car in the background, maybe a Porsche or something. But anyway.
Oh, wow.
So it's a red Chevy, which is exactly what one of Jason's dreams was. He was in a red Chevy.
Excellent.
Yeah, so that was a nice... for sharing that, Faith. Yeah, I mean, there is something to it, and just all of us, you know, converging, and Derry's daughter's dream of, you know, them being in royal blue, like this groom's family or something, and then I had the dream of, I can't remember the first part of the dream, but bottom line, we ended up, because if someone was, like, going to go tell it like it is to the movie studio that had booked this house that we could have used for our banquet. They weren't even using it. So anyways, and me and like five other people, and I went into like the garage area, and there were tables, and there were like those, you know, men and women, the women in royal blue dresses, and the men with white shirts and royal blue ties. They were there. Oh yeah, and then the whole stone thing, it's pretty crazy, and, you know, that day, so I, you know, I had been gone with my family to a little family reunion kind of thing, and so I've been listening to the show in archives. Well, I was listening to one from Saturday on the way home Sunday, and Derry was talking about the stones, the gold and the purple and the black and all that, and I just happened to, like, like in my spirit, I just looked down at my shirt. I wasn't even paying attention to what I was wearing that day. I looked down at my shirt, and what shirt was I wearing, Jerry was saying? It was a purple shirt with a gold cross and, like, black decoration, like black, you know, decoration on the shirt. And I'm like, oh, you've got to be kidding me. I wasn't even aware that I was wearing that shirt. I mean, I put it on in the morning, yes, but, and I almost didn't wear that shirt. I was going to wear something else, and I finally, like, no, I'm just going to wear this shirt. So I chose and ended up choosing to wear that shirt, and I totally forgot what was even on it, and, yeah, listening to archives, Jerry was talking about those colors, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. Thank you, Jesus, for the start. You are, you're amazing, so I was wearing that shirt. So let's see here. Let's see what's going on in chat. I'm reading, Michelle, I pray your toilet problems are fixed soon. And it's funny, the maintenance person is supposed to fix her toilet on May 24th. So there's another May 24th. And Raina was saying how Jerry's daughter's dream that she gets married reminded her of her wedding dream in the beginning of the month. And then Rosemary said all this talk about, like, everything coming together, this made her think of the scripture that we are living stones being built together.
Right.
I really don't have much, but... Oh, and it, I was playing that Christmas. I mean, I'm playing that Christmas song, "Come Emmanuel," because "Oh, come Jesus, come." But then, you know, Carol is Christmas in July, and Carol's been saying, you know, she's been she turns on the TV and randomly it's a show about Christmas or a commercial about Christmas or, you know, random stuff like that. And then in my dream with the life size, like a toddler size doll that was singing and dancing. In my bedroom, in that dream, after the packing up of, like, my dad had taken all my stuff out of the truck because it was the stuff at the very end of the truck, and he was trying to get to the other stuff so he could pack, you know, you pack the big stuff first and, you know, just squeeze everything in. So he'd taken all my stuff out of the truck because it was the beginning stuff. Oh, my goodness. Hi, Bill. Welcome to chat, Bill.
Hey,
love
Bill.
You.
Hi, Bill.
We missed you.
Oh, wow.
Yay.
Yay, that's right. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so, anyway.
Wow.
Yeah, so after this moving van and, like, my dad taking my stuff out and then my dad, my sister, and I were on a bus, and then I was, like, thinking, oh, no, did I forget to pack something, whatever? My dad was saying, I think I have it all, and I'm like, oh, and then my sister said, Oh yeah, you have everything. The only thing that was left was a little, you know, tree, like a Christmas tree, like an evergreen. So there's the little Christmas tree. I mean, there was no ornaments on it, but it was a little, like, evergreen tree. Hence Christmas. So that's all that was left in my room. Yeah, Bill.
Wow.
We're glad you're here, Bill. Sort of living or not.
Oh my goodness. Glad you're here, Bill.
Yeah.
Family.
Definitely. All right, I'm going to
really
play a
great
song. Yeah, the family's here. Hopefully Judy will pop in soon.
Yeah.
I'm going to play a song to worship our Lord Jesus.
My deliverer is standing by.
almost 3 minutes until 3 minutes to call in, everyone. Psalm 117, praise the Lord, ye nations, extol all ye peoples, for great is his love towards us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. And once again, I'm going to read this Timothy passage, 2 Timothy, because I love it so much. For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my departure. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, with the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for their appearing. Spirit and the bride say, your unmuted reign is all come. We love you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. 2 minutes to call in, everyone, for archives. Love you, everyone in archives, everyone listening. In chat, online. Jesus loves you. He's coming for us.
And the blood will dry underneath my nails, and the wind will rise up to fill my sails. So you can doubt and you can hate, but I know no matter what it takes, I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming home. Let the rain wash away all the pain of yesterday. I know my kingdom awaits, and they're forgiven my mistakes. I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming. Still far away from where I belong, but it's always darkest before the dawn. So you can doubt and you can hate, but I know no matter what it takes, I'm coming home.
Jesus, love you. I pray, Jerry, that you have safe travels home. God be with you. God bless you and keep you safe. In Jesus' name, I ask you, Father God, Lord Jesus, to send your angels to surround Jerry and his family on the way home, and to send your angels and surround the whole RCC family and their families. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Oh, wait, you're already home. I'm glad you made it home safely. I'm glad you made it home safely, Jerry. So Raina's unmuted. Hi, Raina. Love you, Raina. I don't know if you're just listening or not, but love you, Raina. Love you. So I don't have anything else really to talk about, so I'll just play a few more songs. to worship our Lord, because He deserves it. Did you have anything else, Mama Pat, you wanted to share? Or Raina, do you want to share anything? Okay. Let's continue here.
When Jesus was,
He was.
What a day. happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus
was.
Oh, when he was.
When
Jesus
was.
What could be in the way?
Oh, happy day.
Oh, the happy day.
tell him tonight, say, Jesus, here I am. Here I am.
We love you, Jesus.
We love you, my sweet Lord Jesus. Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. In Jesus' name I pray. That's number 6, 24 through 26.
Yeah.
We're ready, Jesus. I mean, it's perfect. But we know you're coming any second in a blink. We are faithful, sir. We trust in you with all our hearts, but we not on our own understanding. In all our ways we acknowledge you, Lord, and you will make our path straight. Proverbs 3:5-6. All right, so if you don't have anything else, I'm going to play one more song and then probably call
it. Sure. Thank you, honey.
Do you have anything to share?
Yeah, that's okay, honey. No, baby, that's okay.
Okay.
I love you all.
I love you. I have to go study that menu that I'm supposed to be training for.
Yeah, she can walk.
Putting it off.
All right, honey.
God, my sweet Lord.
Thank you
Jesus.
For hosting.
You're welcome. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for everything, Abba. Thank you, Jesus, for everything. Thank you, Holy
Thank
Spirit.
You,
continue
sweet
to guide
Jesus.
Us and help us to stay on the lighted path of righteousness. Thank you, Abba, for sending us your Holy Spirit.
Do you
want to cry? To take us. We love you, Jesus.
Yes, we love you, Jesus.
love you, Jesus. We love you. Thank you for coming to take us home. We love you. It's the 21st of August, 21 being our number. We were formed as a RCC started January 21st. We got the elopement knowledge that we were going to elope with you, the Jesus, on February 21st. So 21st is an awesome number on RCC. So it's August 21st. So today, please let it be elopture day, poop day. We love you, Jesus. Good night, all. I love you all. God bless you all. Jesus loves you all. Don't ever forget that Jesus loves you, no matter what.